Congressman Rob Menendez was speaking about how the government shutdown has been affecting your organization.
This week, I visited the North Hudson Community Action Corporation, a cornerstone of our community and one of New Jersey's largest federally qualified health centers. But what I heard during my visit was deeply concerning and a reminder of the real-world consequences that Republicans' actions have on all of our communities. Their team told me how the uncertainty caused by the Republican-led government shutdown is threatening the very programs that our neighbors rely on, programs like WIC, Head Start, and public health. These are lifelines for working families in Hudson, Bergen, and Passaic counties, and yet Republicans are using them as bargaining chips in a political game. Republicans' health care plan will devastate access and affordability for people who rely on North Hudson Community Action and organizations like it. I told the team at North Hudson Community Action that I would carry their message back to Washington, and I am thankful for the opportunity to do so today. But more than that, their team and the thousands who rely on them are counting on us to take action. This fight is too important, and we are in it together. Thank you.
So my first question is that I know that you guys have been serving North Jersey since 1965. So how would you describe your role in the community today?
I would describe our role in the community as multifaceted. We provide healthcare services, we provide social services, we provide homelessness prevention, you name it, we're there. We have a very robust outreach team, which Rebecca can discuss more about. But we are very heavily involved in North Hudson and all the communities that we serve. And even if it's not North Hudson, we're there to help.
And James, I would describe us as a one-stop. We're here for everyone's needs. So we don't only stop at health and social services. Whatever issue you come into us with, we try to resolve it. We try to get somewhere that we can refer you to. We try to make you comfortable enough to know that you don't only come here, and if we don't have the answer for you, that's it. We're going to help you find that answer. So we're a staple in the community. Everybody knows to come to us.
What are some immediate risks or delays that you're currently worried about?
We're worried about our basic services. Number one. Number two, our women and children services, our WIC services. WIC services are very important. That affects at least 1,500 families just in the North Hudson community. And that's women and infant and children. These are programs that assist them with food, baby formula, things like that. Our healthcare services are concerning because not only do we provide healthcare services for low and uninsured patients, but we also provide healthcare services for insured patients. We treat people across the spectrum of their insurance on the insurance scale. And because of that, all these services have a trickle-down effect. We also provide dental services. All these things are affected. One of the main issues that we are concerned about is what further damage the lack of healthcare can provide to a person or a patient. You're not feeling well. Well, I'm going to skip it because I'm not able to afford it, et cetera. And that just begins a very bad snowball effect to a person or a patient. You could come in with a little bit of an elevated blood pressure for a medication that could cost $3 a month. If you don't take that for a few months, that snowballs. And now your kidneys are affected. Now your heart's affected. Now your lungs are affected. And now you're going to the ER because you can't breathe or you're having such excruciating chest pain. For a doctor's visit that could have cost $20 to $30 at the most, and there's a sliding fee scale that we use based on the criteria of the person, you're now going to the ER for a $5,000 or $6,000 visit, which all this time, your body has endured all this damage that has made that issue worse. So a lot of it is also the preventative medicine that we can help with.
Sure. Now, are you hearing stories from families and seniors now that rely on your services? Are they scared of the uncertainty now, or is this affecting them in real time?
So, James, that's an everyday thing that we're dealing with. So we hear it from everyone. Like our chairman said, it's not only the uninsured that we see. What people actually don't know is that almost 80% of those that we see do have Medicaid. So the uncertainty of them losing Medicaid, the uncertainty of them coming and finding out with us, you're no longer active, and then they don't know what to do. So in their mind is, I don't have the money to be seen then. What they don't know is that we're trying to do everything in our power to still see them. We have payment plans. We charge based on the sliding fee scale, but they don't know that. So they feel like, I'm not going to go anymore to get checked, as to make a point that the chairman made, and your health just gets worse. if you're scared to come in and see us, if you're scared to make an appointment, if you're scared of what documentation we're going to ask you for, it's only bad for the community, because then the community gets sicker. And don't you want our community to be healthy? And that's what we feel like our job here is. And to see that so many people are scared, not only if they're documented, undocumented, insured, uninsured, it's a mix right now. And you see that everyone has that little bit of fear of, should I really do it?
What would you like policymakers in Washington, D.C. to understand about their real world consequences of right now, the budget stalemate and the government shutdown?
From my point of view, I'd like them to understand that this affects everyone, the insured, the underinsured, people like myself who have health insurance through my workplace. You know, Rebecca herself, she's an employee. She has her. All these things are going to affect everyone, not just the uninsured, not just those on Medicaid or Medicare. The ACA is, extensions are very important to the entire nation, not just our community. And there's a, it's complicated to explain, but there's a trickle down and side expansion issue when these things happen. They've created an environment where they've reduced Medicaid and Medicare allotments, which means that there's less of those services available. You've got people now who, let's arbitrarily pick a number, were paying $500 a month for their insurance plan because they were making like $65,000 for a family of four. Now that premium goes up to $1,500 with no other change. Everything stays the same. That plan just went up to $1,500. That family that was able to afford their own health care and stayed out of the Medicaid, Medicare system now can't afford their private plan, but are also over the eligibility for Medicaid, Medicare. So now they're in a limbo where they can't get private insurance and they can't qualify for government insurance in any form, not even if they pay a bit into it. And the ramifications from this are truthfully unknown. We don't know how bad it may be. And this is a nationwide issue for everyone, because then it, like Rebecca said before, it's the whole community. You know, before I mentioned it was, you know, someone's high blood pressure. What if it's someone with a respiratory infection and now they're dealing with, you know, kids going to school? Now that respiratory infection spreads. And again, I don't want to get to the era of COVID, but you can prevent some of these diseases, and some of them are communicable within a family and organization, and, you know, and it works both ways. Grandma's not going to the doctor because she doesn't have the insurance, but her grandson comes over and visits and he could have, you know, been exposed to a respiratory illness. And now grandma gets that, and grandma's too sick and weak, and now grandma doesn't do well. And God forbid, you know, that could lead to grandma's ultimately death. And it's, you know, that's very scary.
So what do you think the public can do as maybe volunteers, donors, advocates to support the mission during this time?
Our mission, we have a foundation that's always beneficial and great for us to have that. But the foundation will never be able to support the services that we provide. One of the greatest things that we could ever do is have more patients come see us. Whether you have low insurance, no insurance, or you have insurance, the more patients we treat, the more outcomes we have, the better we are connected to that community. Advocate for us. Advocate to your legislators, your local, your federal, your county. And, you know, maybe advocate to legislators outside of our district who are not supportive of organizations like ours. We are New Jersey's largest provider. We see about 268,000 patients a year.
Now, so what's your message for the local community right now?
Voice your support for organizations like us. You know, come out. Elections have consequences. Remember where it's needed the most, your home communities. Think of your neighbor. Think of your family members. We have family members who come to North Hudson, third and fourth generation. And the services we provide are outstanding. People have this misnomer that because we're a federally qualified healthcare center, it's only for the uninsured. We're not. We've actually gotten several awards, which I'll have Rebecca discuss, for many programs and initiatives that we've done. We are involved in a few publications. We're trying to get into some test studies and things like that. We are held to the standard of hospitals since we're a federally qualified healthcare center, which most local clinics don't have. So we have beyond amazing healthcare and the metrics to prove why we have such great healthcare. And we are the community. You
sure,
come from this, from North Hudson, you're part of our family. You know, I grew up here. I grew up in Weehawken in Union City. Rebecca is born and raised Union City as well. I'm Cuban
sure.
Arab. So we understand the community. You know, Rebecca's Puerto Rican. You know, it isn't a racial thing, but it's when you see someone in the community who has gone through what you've gone through or understands, hey, my tia's like that, my mom is like that, people want to connect. I run into
for
patients
sure.
all over the county. And in my day job, I'm the administrator in Weehawken. But I'm still a paramedic. That's where I started. I started on the ambulance. And I see patients that I treated 20 years ago on an ambulance in the clinic sometimes. And I run into them. And sometimes the group at North Hudson is like, oh, how do you know Mrs. Smith or, you know, Mrs. Martinez? And I'm like, she used to be my patient. And that's the community that we are. You're part of our family. And that's the message I really want to get out there. Don't be scared
sure.
to come to us, Barton. We'll find a way to get to you.
I just wanted to add to what our chairman was saying. We're very proud of where we come from. We're very proud of our communities, and that's what we want to keep going and alive. We're here. It's not that we wanted to go somewhere else and let's make millions of dollars somewhere else. No, we're here because we want to make our communities better. This is where we were born. This is where we were raised. And this is what we're used to being around. And we only want to make that better. We don't want to make it out. We want to make where we are better. And that's what some people don't understand. And that's what lawmakers also have to see, and policymakers. You're fight for us, and you're fighting for a good reason. Because that's what we're here for. We just want everybody to be healthy. We don't want to sit here, like I told you, making millions of dollars. A federally qualified health center works off of grants. So it's not like we have all this money coming in, which people sometimes misunderstand. We do what we do because we want to make our communities better. And that's what we want them to see. And we want them to see that helping that one family and spreading the word to others is what's just going to make us better. And like our chairman said, we're not only here for because you don't have insurance. We're not a free clinic that you just walk into. We have to meet metrics. We have to meet measures. We're audited constantly. We have the Joint Commission come in. We have HRSA reviewers come in. And we make sure that what we're giving is top-notch service.
So for our viewers and listeners now that would like to take advantage of the services you offer, how would they get in touch? How would they get service? Do they walk in? Do they give a call?
We have walk-in services. You can walk in. I can give you the phone number. I'm just going to say it right now. The phone number
sure.
to our call center is 201-210-0200. If you're looking to speak to anybody in our administrative office, the phone number is 201-210-0200.
And they could also go to our website and they could see all the services we provide. It's nhcac.org. And you can see all the services we provide. We have 10 healthcare centers between Hudson, Southern Bergen, and Passaic, two social services locations. And you can, like Rebecca said, one-stop shop. You can stop at our healthcare center. We can direct you to our social services. Even if they're not there, we set you up right there. And we also run the Head Start program for most of North Hudson communities, cities. And we also provide... it's not just a daycare. It's also nutrition, medical care, and we bring in the families that way too. So
perfect.
Like Rebecca said, one stop. And one other item I wanted to bring up, like that we make up the community. It's not just the board that makes up the community. We have about 750 employees. Rebecca, correct me if I'm wrong, about 90% live in our community?
Yes, walking distance.
Walking distance. So I'm talking about doctors, nurses, medical aides, maintenance, the whole gambit, 90% live within walking distance of all of our facilities. And that's also a testament to our doctors and nurses. They do make a little bit less than they would somewhere else on a private practice, but they're here because they love their community. We've got doctors who have been here for 20 plus years, and
wow.
they have the opportunity to work across the river making twice what we pay, but they stay here. And that's
amazing.
What I want to make sure the community understands. It's a family. It's an extension. And some of these doctors aren't from the community. They grew up somewhere else. They interned with us. Someone said, hey, you want to help in the community? Join North Hudson. And they've moved to our community. It's truly amazing.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate your time today, and I appreciate the contributions you make, your organization and you guys personally make to the community, and hoping that we get this message out and that we continue to fight for health in our community.
Thank you. Thank you for your time and for your service too.
Thank you, James. We appreciate it.
Of course.
Free press is important. Keep it going.
Thank you. Thank you.